Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can we get back to the body found in the frunk of David's Tesla, the singer
God.
David, who, by the way, is incredibly talented.
Very good. Yeah.
How does the body of a 15-year-old girl missing for a year end up in the front trunk of your car?
And they're trying to say that he had nothing to do with it, they being David's camp, because the car was in the impound lot. However, the body is in a state of decomposition to the point that, the person didn't die in the last 4 days, which is how long the car had been in the impound lot.
So are we to believe that he hasn't been driving his own Tesla for a year?
That's just the information that came out right after they found the body, and the question was going around the internet of whether or not he would be allowed to continue his world tour. And Dana, you were off, but Scott, I said to you, if somebody found a decomposing body in the trunk of my car, I don't think I would be able to show up for the show that day, let alone travel to another state.
And he did perform in Kansas City last week.
A couple days after it was discovered, yeah.
Play a little bit of David's music. Find something clean. Dana, you've got to hear this guy. He's
While you're
good.
Looking at this, Sam, the girl has been identified as this child who has been missing since 2024. Her mother is reporting today she, quote, had a boyfriend named David.
Wow. By the way, this song is his biggest hit on Spotify called Romantic Homicide.
Oh, God.
How apropos. Drums are overmodulated, but otherwise good. I'll put you in my frunk.
Rivas, by the way, was only 13 years old when she vanished, according to missing persons posters from the time. When the news broke of the body in the trunk, Rivas's mom immediately suspected they had found her daughter.
Okay, well, that is a weird detail.
Well, if she knew her daughter went missing and ran off, quote, with a boyfriend named David.
Which, by the way, his real name is David. His stage name is D4VD, but his real name is David.
David, you know, is the owner of the car where the remains were identified. I mean, any parent would be just terrified that that's the outcome, and here we are.
How long has the car been in the impound lot?
Was it 4 days, Sam?
It was
Sam?
Reported
four
that days. It had been a couple of days, yeah.
Oh.
Now, who was last driving it? Because if they could smell it at the impound lot, whoever was driving it clearly could smell it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
By the way, if she went missing at 13, David is 20.
With that particular car, they are going to know exactly where it was, who was in it, how it ended up there. Those cars are
incredible
machines.
Does the car record even when it's not turned on?
Yes.
So if
that sentry mode is on, it does record.
So if somebody was putting a body into the frunk of that car,
it would have been recorded. Yes.
That won't take long.
Yes.
Well, if somebody opens the frunk, I think it would start recording anyway because it would wake the car up, right? It wouldn't even have to be in sentry mode.
You also, Scott, cannot get into one of those cars that you do not own or have given access to.
Plus, the car is a computer, basically.
It's a computer.
It's a rolling computer, and so all kinds of things are being recorded.
But think about your laptop.
Times,
Dan,
locations.
Or your phone. Think about your cell phone, where it is land to you and your facial profile, and some of you have a passcode or you have a thumbprint. The Teslas are so much more secured to you than that. It's hard to describe. Like, you can't just go take one. There's a reason it is the least stolen car in the history of cars. You can't.
It is uniquely your car.
Yes. I can share it. I can share access with it to.
But you have to knowingly and willingly share the access to the
correct.
Car.
Correct. So whoever put that poor child in that trunk had computer access to that car. That is going to be a very
presumably yes. either David or someone that David gave access to.
It's going to be a very short list of people surrounding him.
Do we know where this car was supposed to be abandoned? Was out in the desert or was it on somebody's street?
Got it right here for you, Dan. The car had been in the lot for 2 days. It was found abandoned at Bluebird Avenue and Doheny Drive in L.A. Let me see where that's at.
So it was in the city.
Yeah.
While you're looking up that, Sam, I'm going to tell you guys, I went down a rabbit hole this morning for an entire hour of my life that I cannot get back about the disappearance of Madeline McCann. Look it up.
Why did you do this to yourself?
Oh, this is a very nice neighborhood. Hmm. I mean, mansions in the hills.
Somebody says you're jumping to conclusions on this David kid. No, we're
she
not.
She didn't put herself in the front trunk of that car.
Or did she?
In a duffel bag, Dan?
Yeah, she was inside a duffel bag.
Good to know.
Yeah. Anyway, we will update you on that story as information becomes available. I don't think it's going to be hard for them to solve this case based on the way those cars work. Google Madeline McCann today. You will get results.
I know that the guy that is suspected in her killing.
They let him go today.
On an unrelated charge.
Of a rape of a 72-year-old in Portugal. I did not know. I heard over the years they had suspects, but not enough evidence. I did not know that they are certain this is the guy.
Story here from the BBC. The prime suspect in the case of Madeline McCann's disappearance has been released from prison in Germany, where he has been serving a sentence for an unrelated offense. Christian Bruckner was driven out in a black Audi by his lawyer with a police escort at 9:00 local time. Bruckner was visible in the car, but police confirmed he had left Sende prison. He had been convicted of raping a 72-year-old American woman in Portugal in 2005. He will be fitted with an ankle tag after his release from prison near the northern city of Hanover.
So one of his former criminal associates said that he went in to burglarize that place where the family was staying because he used to work there. He was very familiar with that place this family was staying, where Madeline was abducted, because he used to work there. And he was used to burglarizing. They were burglars. And he was good at it. Right. And so this guy has done some interviews. Apparently, while this suspect was in prison, authorities either in Britain or Germany or both went to a place where he lived, had like an RV, had some property, and found a treasure trove of what was described as the most horrific, violent material involving children that he had on flash drives, multiple, like 50 flash drives, Scott, that he had buried on this property. Authorities found it. It was so vile. Whoever the author was that was writing this in one of the publications said, we can't even describe what was on those flash drives. It's worse than your imagination will even take you. And it was children. And so they know he has this history of violence against children and peculiar behavior and has said things about this case over the years. But they
said things about the McCann case.
About the McCann case, they cannot pin it on him decisively. He did not even come to light as a suspect until years later when someone that was with him, he made some weird comments about the case, called authorities and this hotline and said, he is saying these things about the Madeline McCann disappearance. I know that he has violent tendencies towards children. I think you need to look at this guy. But he was living within a mile of where she disappeared at the time.
In Portugal?
In Portugal. And his cell phone was pinging the nearest tower near where that family was staying.
No physical evidence, no conviction.
There is not a shred of physical evidence. And they've gone through his properties and cannot find her.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright, and my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, yesterday we talked about Bobby Jo Bauer, the Overland Park woman who is accused again.
Kelly Jo Bauer.
Kelly Jo Bauer. I beg your pardon. Thank you. And you wonder why certain people allegedly crime the way that they crime. And here we go. A prominent San Francisco Bay Area chef has been arrested for allegedly robbing three San Francisco banks in a single day.
No.
Valentino Luchin, 62 years old, of San Francisco, taken into custody on September 10th after allegedly passing notes demanding money to bank tellers at three separate locations in the city's central district. His bail is $200,000. The first, this is a celebrity yes,
chef.
That is correct. That is correct. In 2018, he also admitted to robbing a Citibank in Orinda, California, making off with roughly $15,000. He told KGO TV at the time, "We've been struggling a lot financially and I have a family. It wasn't something I was planning to do for a living." You're a celebrity chef. You're one of the hottest chefs in San Francisco.
He actually, right now, is he still He was the former executive chef at the famed North Beach restaurant, Rosé Pistola, and owner of the now defunct Ottavio in Walnut Creek. So had he fallen on hard times again? And this is the way that he's getting his seed money to start up again?
Before his legal troubles, Lucian had built a reputation in the culinary world, working at some of the top restaurants worldwide and specializing in menu design and culinary management.
Wow.
How the mighty fall.
He will go to prison for the rest of his life for three separate bank robberies in one day. You will be charged federally with Bank A, Bank B, and Bank C.
And keep in mind, you have a history of bank robberies in your past. Now, I don't know if he goes to prison for the rest of his life, but he's definitely going away for a while.
Wow.
A woman from Northern California is planning to take on the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV, over her vanity license plate.
Oh, please let me know.
Have you read this story?
Nope. I just love these stories.
Okay. For Isis Wharton, her Kia is not just a car, it is a way to express her identity.
And by Isis, you mean I-S-I-S.
Got it. Her name is Isis.
Mm-hmm.
Like the terror organization.
Whose idea was that?
Well, she was probably named before Isis became a thing, but whatever. It's like being named Hamas before Hamas becomes a thing. That expression hit a speed bump last week when she received a letter from the DMV claiming that her vanity plate, I am ISIS.
Oh, my God.
Awkward.
Violates state rules because it could be linked to the terrorist group with the same name, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Wharton says she has owned the plate since 2022 and has paid to renew it every year without any issue. Quoting here from ISIS, I was confused since I've had it for so long and I was honestly super hurt. Okay. I just did my registration a couple of months ago and they didn't say anything. Some legal experts, though, say her plate is likely protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution. ISIS says she plans to fight to keep her license plate as is.
Well, wait a minute. If that's the argument, then every single license plate that gets denied, in theory, would be protected, would it not?
That is correct, Sam. And you cannot make certain things part of your vanity license plate.
But I'm still laughing.
And rightfully so.
We're not going to say what they are. I know you talked about this when I was gone. Missouri came out with their list of rejected plates. There were 220.
Be careful.
I know. There were 226 rejected license plates in Missouri that the Kansas City Star staff was able to identify. Like remember Bumper Stumpers, that old game show? 226 of them, the staff, okay, like we know what this is, so, and why it was rejected.
And you might not know this. There's a three-person committee that reviews every vanity license plate submitted to the state of Missouri.
But here's what's funny. Of the 226 that the Star could figure out, there are 36 rejected plates that remain a mystery. And we're not going to go over them because I don't know what they mean.
Well, let me see them.
Well, they don't know what they are.
Oh.
The only one we can read is cat poo.
Oh, no, we saw the list. You can tell exactly what they are.
I mean, if you look really hard, Dana, it's like solving a puzzle.
One of them has three T's, two 1's, a 3, and an S.
I saw that one.
Pretty obvious.
All right.
They also rejected two British terms. Wanker.
I believe the E is a 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Why can't you have wanker? That's funny.
Because it's English for another word. What about the English word for a cigarette? Are
that? No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with that either.
But they also had one that said MRDR1.
Murder One.
Yeah, Murder One.
Oh, are they an attorney?
Oh, here's one that they turned down. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Write it down so you can look at it clean and clear.
Okay.
H-A-L, I remember this off the top of my head. H-A-L-S-A-T-N.
Hail Satan?
Yep.
Why would someone want that on their car?
Maybe they worship the devil. I don't know.
Well, okay, it's one thing to say I my name is Isis and I want I am Isis on my car. I don't agree with it, even though that's her name, because you are inviting people to notice you in a manner that you probably, you know what I mean? Like, for your safety. If she's riding around in a car that says, I am Isis, 100% of the people around her in cars in traffic do not know that her name is Isis. Why would you want that attention drawn to you?
So apparently Isis is a Greek goddess originally. Number of people are writing this in on the text line. Check that.
It is her name.
Check that. Correction, texters. It is an Egyptian goddess.
Oh, okay, well, it's been hijacked by something else, and you would not want that on your car. But wanker, I think, is funny.
And, of course, any variation of bad words that you can't put on there.
Oh, people tried.
Oh, yeah.
With the 5-5, I'm on to you.
Well, can I see that one?
I've already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A-5-5.
Yes.
Got it.
A Q instead of other we got letters.
It. And, right.
So funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice try. Swing and a miss.
So, no, they have a committee of three people. So when you...
I want to serve on that committee.
In the state of... this was Missouri, right?
Yeah. So if one person flags it, it goes to a second person. That person looks and goes, yeah, I don't know, and then sends it off to a third.
You know what you need? You need at least one young person on that committee. If it's like three 65-year-old dudes...
Oh, somebody trying to slip one past the goalie.
Yes. If you're our age or older, we don't even know what half of those things are. The Kansas City Star could not figure out 36 of the... rejected plates.
From the text line, Hail Satan is a reference to a Tenacious D song.
Sure
okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Or maybe worshiping the devil.
Right.
Either way, why would you want it on your car?
But I understand that maybe Isis is originally, and I'm going to play off what Dana just said a minute ago, maybe Isis was originally this Egyptian goddess. That name got hijacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And there are plenty of instances, whether it's symbols or names, over the history of humankind, where they started out one way, and then they end up getting hijacked. For example, and I'm not going to get political here, but the Don't Tread on Me flag, what's called the Gadsden flag.
Started out as one thing.
Started out as a pre-revolutionary flag for the colonies. And now, I think it's fair to say, a certain side of the political spectrum has taken over that flag as a symbol of their movement.
You know, Sam, I flirted with getting a personalized plate, and Scott said, I wouldn't do that. And I wasn't meaning to be disrespectful at all, right? I'll have you write it down and then say it out loud.
No, you write it down and I'll say it out
and
loud.
And you will under... Well, it's very obvious what it is.
Well, you can't write it down in yellow marker.
No, it's right there. Turn it around. Right there. And oh. Sam, it's not an affront to anybody else. It's just in our industry, people will say this about you and me and Scott.
Oh, I think I remember talking about this.
It's N-O-T
yeah.
A-D-J. Not adjacent.
What?
Isn't that what that means?
Say it again.
Not adjacent.
No.
N-O-T.
Wait, are you being for real right now?
A.
Oh, not a DJ.
Not a DJ.
Wow.
Because people, for all my career, aren't you a DJ? And I don't, there's nothing wrong with DJs. I have friends of mine who are DJs. That's not what we do. You don't want me spinning records. I don't even know what that means.
Hmm.
But I will sing a mean version of Barbara Streisand's
no.
The Way We Were.
No, we're good.
In memory of Robert Redford,
we're
if you
really
want me
good.
To. I can do it. I know all the words.
Absolutely. Text line. The swastika was hijacked by the Nazis. Originally a Japanese sign of peace. You will see a swastika on the Country Club Plaza.
Over by P.F. Chang's.
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798.
Oh, you guys, we have an update on that story out of New York and that nursing home that we told you about yesterday. And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. Like, if someone is a roommate of someone in a nursing home and commits a crime at age 95, like, what do you do with that person? And we were asking yesterday, what if she has dementia? Is she still as criminally culpable even at age 95.
And we've talked about it before with the Bonnie Gooch curve.
Yes, of murder. Like what?
Oh, Bonnie Gooch.
Can't forget Bonnie Gooch.
So this is just absolutely awful. The 95-year-old accused of murdering her nursing home roommate that had just moved into this place a couple days ago.
Last Friday.
Mm-hmm. Is accused of murdering a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
With the foot pedal of her wheelchair. So listen to this. They have charged her. A 95-year-old dementia patient was charged today with bludgeoning an elderly Holocaust survivor to death inside of their Brooklyn nursing home as prosecutors revealed grisly new details of the shocking crime. Galina Smirnova, looking confused and frail, was wheeled into court.
She wasn't that frail on Friday.
And was hit with murder and weapons charges and ordered held at the hospital jail ward as prosecutors described the bloody scene. So apparently hospitals have jail wards. I had no idea.
Oh, sure.
She is accused of killing 89-year-old Nina Kravstov with the pedal of her wheelchair Sunday night. A nursing assistant observed the victim laying on her bed with severe head injuries, according to the DA. There was blood all over the room. Victim was not responsive. And there is a shared private bathroom for the room. At that time, it was observed the defendant was in the bathroom. There was blood all over her. She was washing her hands in the bathroom sink. There was a wheelchair in the room that had both leg and foot pedals removed. One of the pedals was on the floor. The other one had been tossed out the window and was on the ground below. So she's 95, but spry enough to remove two wheelchair foot pedals and toss one of them out a window, which would suggest getting rid of evidence?
I guess.
This sounds far more horrifying than the details we had yesterday.
Sam, she had only gotten there. Like, so this poor woman who died, the Holocaust survivor.
Survived the Holocaust.
Just got her roommate, who is accused of now murdering her, Friday.
How will she stand trial as a dementia patient?
Sam,
does she know
do
now?
Do we know that she's a dementia patient?
That's what the story said.
Did it? It said she appeared confused.
She bludgeoned her new roommate to death with the foot pedal of her wheelchair. Have you ever tried to get a wheelchair foot pedal even flipped or moved? Those are not easy to manipulate.
So did she stand up during the attack?
It sounds to me like maybe the wheelchair belonged to the victim.
But it would still have to be dismantled to do what was done here, which to me suggests she's a lot more with it or spry than you would give a 95-year-old credit for.
I have no problem, despite her age, with her being charged with murder. Prove it in court that she has dementia. Prove it in court that she didn't realize what she was doing was wrong.
The victim was sleeping at the time, by the way. The victim was asleep at the time.
It gets worse by the second. So wasn't even able to wage a defense.
I'm not defending her. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I understand, and that's fine.
Prove it in court that she knew what happened.
Prove it in court that she didn't.
Man, they are asking for bail, and the judge said no. Prosecutors have asked that she be held without bail. Judge also denied a request for a psychiatric examination, saying it was premature.
Well, that
when was the last time you heard of a nut, homicidal, 95-year-old woman?
Not homicidal. But you've heard the stories about nursing homes.
Yes.
They're basically romper rooms, if you know what I mean.
No,
and
that
emphasis
age,
on the word romp.
Well, at that age, I would say no, into the 90s. What I will say is that a friend of mine in law enforcement texted me yesterday and said, you would be surprised sometimes the level of violence that go on in these places when people are confused and need to be separated. But what makes me so sad here is, you know, single private rooms are probably very expensive. And so maybe her prior roommate passed away and then there's limited space. So a few days later, they're like, hey, Here's your new roommate.
So you've got. Have you ever been into a nursing home?
Oh yeah.
Okay. My grandmother was in one in the waning days of her life, probably 15 years ago. I mean, just because you're 95, I think people think you're innocent. It's almost like you've reverted back to being an infant,
yeah.
Right? You know, mentally, physically, in many ways. You know, you come out and you need help with your diaper, and you go out needing help with your diaper. And but it's really not necessarily like that. I mean, you're putting a bunch of people with
adults
with life stories, right? With emotion, into a relatively confined space. And you're telling them, here, we're coming out to sit in our chairs and do our arm exercises, okay? And then kick your legs, okay? We got to keep the blood flowing. Now we're all going to go eat lunch and have tapioca pudding. And we're going to force you all to get along.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case. And
I wouldn't
bet
want
for
a roommate. I think about my grandma. If they had said to me she has a roommate, I would have been like, who are they?
Right.
Why? I mean, but because it's so confined, Scott. I remember you walked in. It was bed, desk, chair.
Don't want to have a roommate? We need $2,000 more.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
A month. By the way, many sources confirm that this was a memory care portion and that both had dementia.
Oh, my God.
Well, one hat. Sorry.
But does that necessarily make you violent?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially.
Well, I remember. It can.
In a state of confusion. My grandfather had dementia, and part of the reason that he had to go into a memory care facility is because the people that took care of him every day of his life, he became violent against them because he no longer remembered them.
Okay, but when you're going into a nursing home, Sam, because you say, as a family, we can no longer handle this. He is a grown man. He's, let's say, 6 foot tall, 220 pounds. We need to put him in memory care. Do you have to have a roommate? Because if there is a track record of aggression with Alzheimer's patients, no family member is going to want a roommate with the aggressor.
But we don't know that there was a track record of aggression with this one roommate who is now charged with murder.
She was probably great with the old roommate. The new roommate confused her, and she became violent.
I don't know, Sam. She just moved in Friday. Didn't I told you the story of my grandmother when we finally moved her, you know, you start graduating into various areas of care.
Just the grandmother who was married to the grandfather who was retired?
No, it's my Topeka grandma.
Okay.
And, you know, my mom was riding up the elevator with her, and, you know, all these places are mauve and green and, you know, the grandfather clock.
Taupe and a little bit of off yellow.
And they're on the elevator. My mom's, there was all these flyers on the elevator walls that said, you know, bingo is Monday night and you can crochet on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
And we have all these activities. And my mom said, well, Dorothy, look at this. They have Pilates down there. And, you know, she's trying to show her the schedule.
She said something horribly inappropriate.
No, my grandma just goes, oh, just a bunch of old people. I'm not doing that. Just a bunch of old people doing that. And my mom called me and she goes, you are not going to believe what your grandmother said. And says, I'm not doing that. That's for a bunch of old people. And I'm like, Dorothy, you are 90 years old.
Yeah.
Get down and start doing some Pilates.
Well, I told you this story when we went to go see my grandmother.
Grab a stretch band.
We went to go see my grandmother in Phoenix. This was the worst day of my life. And my brother, who was always one of her favorites, he walks in and Doris Parks, is sitting there in her chair in her private room. And she goes, Stephen, it's so nice to see you. Who's your friend? Oh. It was that moment I realized I was not in the will.
That story will always make me laugh.
Who's your friend? 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I don't know who I was telling this to earlier today. Can't recall. When my time comes on this planet where God says, it's time to come home, son, like everyone else, and I know this isn't an original thought, but I pray to God, I go quietly in the night. You know, I just fade away. The worst, I think, would be ALS. And I think most people can agree with that, where the mind is functioning and the body is not. And then you become... At least I think I would become a burden on my family and my children.
It's not pleasant to think about, but, you know, we are headed toward a time where we are going to need more memory care centers, more help, more workers, better pay for the workers who do that job, because we are living far longer. You know, we have the Social Security conversation all the time. Why is it running out? Well, mm-hmm. When that idea first came to be, the average life expectancy 65. Was 65.
65, which is exactly what they put it at. Now, you know, for example, my mother is 80.
Yep.
You know, your parents are well into their 70s.
Why are we entertaining that thought loop?
What are you talking about?
I agree.
I hope I just go quickly.
Because I don't want to be a burden on my family. And if I know that I'm going to become a burden, I'm probably going to get a canoe and a very heavy brick, tie it around
Scott!
My ankle, and jump out of the boat. Let's go to Joanne in Washington State. Hello, Joanne.
He's kidding. Hello,
I'm
Joanne.
I'm not kidding.
Or Joni.
Hi.
Oh,
how
Joni. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll respond to most things. Well, I just wanted to follow up on what you guys were saying earlier. I do activities and memory care. And just to touch base on what you were saying before you took my call was that you'd want to, like, A lot of families don't feel like you're a burden at that time. And, like, that's a difference between perception and reality. Like, a lot of people in memory care have very meaningful lives. There's lots of fun and laughter, and do horrible things happen, yes. But, like, kind of my whole life work is to make, yes, it's a terrible disease, but it doesn't mean life has to be terrible. Things like this happen, but we can't let it define memory care on a whole, because it's so much more than that. There's so much love and laughter and camaraderie.
Joni, you are an angel among us, Joni. And I mean it when I say this. We have got to start paying our caregivers more.
Without question. I've always loved this joke, and keep in mind, it's just a joke.
Are you just going to inflame? What is going on?
From 7237, when I die, I want to die like my grandpa did. Peaceful and in his sleep. Not like the three screaming passengers in the car with him.
Oh, my God. Did anyone else also notice that Scott literally sounded like a cable news TV ad for life insurance? Well, I don't want to become a burden to my family.
I did not say it like
I'm going to get a canoe and a really heavy brick.
You know, Sam, they're always sitting at the kitchen counter. They're eating Mucilex. And the wife says to the husbands, well, I don't want to be a burden to my family.
Get a canoe and a brick instead.
God.
Call now, 1-800-CANOE-BRICK-FACTORY.
Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.